Give me a sound test. Tell me what you feel today.
I feel discouraged. I feel...
Okay, that's enough. I feel fine. Oh, shit, I didn't cue up the song. That was anticlimactic. You can keep going with your sound test. Sorry, I cut you off. I'm not sorry, though. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. This is Just Because. It's episode number... Joseph Neal is here with us. I'm Jason Mark, and we're going to be talking about lots and lots of things today, a lot of fascinating subjects, things that will make you wonder what your place in the universe is. And by that, I mean we don't know what we're going to talk about. We never do. We have nothing planned. This is going to be wide open, and you're probably going to hear it, this show, several months, fingers crossed, weeks, perhaps days, or even minutes after we've recorded it. So get yourself comfortable. This is kind of like a time machine episode, Just Because It's. I tried to sneak in the JVC thing right there at the Royksop. What do you call that? A bridge? A break? When music, like the end of the intro? What is that?
I think it's called a break. And you, you cut me off there. I didn't mean for it to be a sound test. I feel discouraged. I feel taken aback. I feel astonished.
Astonished.
I feel snot rocketed upon.
Good, because you know what? I think we should fight this episode. You and I get along too well, Joe. We're on the same page. We have similar tastes, similar opinions, similar biases. You know, we have a lot of respect for each other. I mean, what the fuck's that about?
Similar DNA.
Similar DNA. Yeah, good point. So let's fight. Let's just argue. Let's make this the best episode, the one no one will ever hear. Let's make this the best one. By fighting. I'm so mad at you. I'm not actually, but
Look, I was trying to get on board. I'm like, oh, come on, how can I bitch at Jason? I'm going to bitch at him.
Well, there you go. Boom, you just did it. I hate that word. And you're always using that word, Joe, and I really, really hate it. And I hate it when people use it. I hate it when people say it. I hate it when it comes out of people's mouths. I hate it
What do you mean, bitch?
See, when you call me that word, all I can think of is you in your little, you know, area where you're at, and you're sitting on that, you know, you're sitting there on that device for sitting, and you're like with your hands, you got fingers on them, and your hair's on your head, and you got on a shirt, and just whatever, dude. Call me whatever you want. I do not care, because I know that I'm a ninja.
You underestimate me. You overestimate me. You. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm disappointed by you over and over again, Jason.
Yeah.
And because nobody's going to listen to this, I feel like I can just really express myself.
Yeah.
I just think that why do you have to always fuck with me? Like, you're always fucking with me.
Yeah.
And you'll never tell me how you really feel. Like, off the air, even off the air, I feel like we're on the air, which means Jason is fucking with me.
Yeah.
And you're older than me, and you've got this, like, older brother thing going on where, like, I never really know how you feel, and like, maybe what you're saying is sarcastic, and maybe you're treating me like a fucking idiot. Fuck you, Jason!
Oh, yeah, it's sarcastic. That's exactly what it is, Joe. Total sarcasm. You got me nailed there, buddy. Sure. Look, you say that I'm older than you, but let's put our cards on the table, Joe. You're younger than I am. I mean, right? I mean, you say, okay, oh, you're older than me. You got this older brother thing going. Look, you're the one who's younger than me, right? You were born after me. That was a willful act. I'm just chilling, right? I'm just kicking back, you know, got a nipple in my mouth. I'm drinking some milk. And I'm like, ding dong, cousin, what? Already? And then I'm thinking, wait a minute, I'm 8 years older than this kid. Why am I still on the breast? Because the story is stupid, Joe. The story is stupid.
You're saying I was born as a willful act so I could be younger than you and then hold that over your head somehow.
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit. See, you were born as a willful act. You were born before me. And what you're trying to do the whole time is, oh, I'm 8 years older than this kid. So when I was in diapers, you were like, what are you, shitting your pants? And I was like, well, yeah, I have diapers on. Like, this is developmentally appropriate. And you're making fun of me for shitting my pants. And I think that you've just been super aggressive to me. And like, you can't make fun of a little kid for shitting in his diapers.
Wait a minute. I'm aggressive?
You did, Jason. You did.
I'm aggressive?
Yes, you're aggressive.
Okay.
You.
Who's shitting in whose pants, Joe? All right. First, you tell me that I was born before you on purpose, as if I knew you were going to be born when I was deciding whether I wanted to be born or not. And now you're telling me that there you are, waddling around. You're like, I think I'm going to take a shit. Give me some pants. You put on the pants, you take a shit, and that's my fault? I'm the aggressive one? Why are you eating so much fiber, Joe? Huh? Did I put the fiber in your
I
mouth?
Wasn't choosing what I was eating at the time. Okay. You're making fun of me. You're
typical liberal
cop-out
bullshit.
I'm supposed to fucking control my asshole when I'm, you know, 8 months old. Like, I can't control my asshole. And you were sitting there in a position of power, clearly 8 years older than me. You're like, look at this fucking kid. He can't even control his asshole.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Nowadays, the fact that I can't control my asshole from time to time is just funny. But I think, to me, it all harkens back to, like, Jason. It's one of my first memories. Jason making fun of me when I was shitting my pants. And my pants were diapers at that point.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's fair.
I don't think it's fair either. First of all, I'm a little bit offended that you used the word harken, okay? So I would just, I mean, let's keep it civil, first of all. Just, you know, can we agree on that? Can we agree on one thing? If we disagree on everything else today, Joe, we can agree to keep it civil. Is that, are we cool here? Is this just going to be...
All right, fine. Yeah, sorry, I was right. Taking a drink, but right. I guess.
Okay, good. So that's first thing. Second thing, yeah, you couldn't control your asshole. Sure, you're wearing diapers. Here's what I'm getting at. If a person puts on diapers, that's with the expectation that they're going to shit their pants, right? That's all I'm getting at. Why couldn't you put on a pair of BVDs, right? Or just go au naturel. You can't shit your pants if you're not wearing pants, Joe. You can't shit your pants if you're not wearing pants, Joe.
I was a toddler, Jason.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give you this one. But you know what I'm going to take back? You told me that I overestimate you. You told me that I underestimate you. Joe, those average out. I estimate you. I estimate you.
You underestimate my penis size and you overestimate my intellectual ability. And I resent that.
Wait, say that again. I underestimate your penis size and I overestimate your intellectual ability?
Yes.
Yeah, but I totally estimate your musical ability. That's just estimating right there, right?
Yeah, and I think that's unfair.
I shouldn't estimate your musical ability? What am I, the king
of because it's
clubs?
Presumptuous.
Of course it's presumptuous. I'm 8 years older than you, Joe. Okay, when you were in that rock and roll band, remember when you were in that rock and roll band with your guitar and the strings and the music and the singing, right? And the groupies and the drugs and the sex and the what do you call that stuff that you put in? You know that stuff you put in the paper and you roll it up and you pinch the ends and you smoke it and you go, dude, what's that? You know that?
Which rock and roll band are you even talking about with all the sucks the sucks and the sex and the drugs and the fucks? You're not even listening to me.
I'm not listening to you. I'm listening to me. The moon band. Remember? With the moon in it? You're in that band and there was a moon and like you're playing the piano and women are all like, oh, Joe, you're the best thing that ever happened. And I'm sitting over here 8 years older than you and I've got a job. Okay, I didn't have a job, but I wanted to have a job and I was working real – I mean I would have worked real hard, right? Every day, Joe, sweating. I mean – thinking about how much I could sweat, and you're in this band with your music, making people happy and shit. What am I supposed to do, huh? I'm estimating you.
You don't even know what you're talking about, moon band. You can't backpedal hard enough. You're going to backpedal so hard that you're going to fall off your stationary bike and hurt yourself.
You know, it's fine for you to say, you know. See, that's what I'm talking about. You know I've got a backpedal problem. You know I've been going to the doctor about it, and you bring it up anyway. You just twist the knife, Joe. You just twist the knife. Twist. You're a knife twister. I've always said that about you. Remember?
I learned it from watching you, Jason.
Well, yeah, because I wanted you to see what you were doing. I was a mirror, and you're glue, and anything you say to me bounces off me, and buddy, you know what it does. It sticks to you.
Well, sticks and stoners will break my boners, but words will never squirt thee.
Okay, look, you told me that I overestimate your intellectual abilities, right? You said that I overestimate them. And here you are quoting Shakespeare or Aesop or something. I don't know. And it's like, how is that an overestimation? I think you are overestimating my overestimation of your intellectual abilities. And as for your penis size, all I know is you and I, we're in that museum, we're looking at that tapestry, there's a big old fucking unicorn up there, and you kept pointing at the horn and winking at me, pointing at the horn and winking at me. And I'm like, we haven't recorded episode 28 yet, Joe, and you're just pointing at the horn and winking. So what am I supposed to do? I can only underestimate. But my point, Joe, this is my point. Overestimating and underestimating average out to estimating. Why is that not good enough for you? I'm just not good enough for you.
Because, Jason, I don't want you to estimate me. I want you to know me. Don't you fucking know me?
I know you. I know you. You're that little 8-month-old pamper shitter. That's what you are. I know you.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we've been recording for 11 minutes, 22 seconds.
Oh, well, welcome, everybody. This has all been an act. This is just a cousin.
Joe, that was pretty funny how we were acting just now.
Yeah. good job, man.
Yeah, you too. That was what you said with the – I pretended to
because
be really hurt.
Because
yeah.
we get along so well together.
We're just buddies. I would put my arm around you right now.
If time to be funny again.
Yeah, let's be funny.
Funny. Anyway, no. What was the topic? Didn't Ian dictate very strongly what the theme should be today? Didn't he dictate that? What's the theme today?
Can I ask you real quick? I know we kind of go off on tangents sometimes, but why are you always saying dick? I mean, seriously, is this thing you do? It's like constantly bringing up cocks. Dictate. You said like the word dictate like 5 times. Like, I don't know. Like, you like saying dick a lot.
I didn't say dictate. I said cocktate.
Well, okay. Proves my point, Joe. You're always saying penis tate.
We're talking about synonyms here. Dictate, cocktate, dong take. Dong take? Oh, no.
It's like when they have to do the kind of B-roll penis close-ups in the porn films. All right, I need a quick dong take here. Mike, come here. Mm-hmm. Dog take.
All right. Okay, fine. Hold on a second. I need to catch my breath.
Yeah, you catch your breath.
Well, I'm a little activated here.
Oh, yeah, why's that?
I don't know. It's how dare you record us in this private moment?
Oh, that was a lie. I didn't record us. Nope, we are not recording. I'll start the recording right now.
Was I popping my peas there?
Only when you said pooper. Do you want me to start recording?
Popping the pooper. Okay. All right, let's reset this. I think it was going in a kind of a negative direction.
Well,
talk about something positive. Look.
Okay.
We love each other. We're related.
Yeah.
We've known each other forever. Yeah. We have a good relationship. That's why we have this show.
Yeah.
So we can have fun. We can have fun with each other, right?
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Listen. Okay.
Yeah.
Hit it.
No.
Give me something positive.
Something positive. Okay. I'm positive that we did not take it in a negative direction. You did. I'm positive about that.
Respectfully, I just think that. The first downturn in the conversation was instigated by you, and I'm just saying that's how I feel. That's what I heard.
You know, you say that it was instigated, and that's what you heard, and that's what you feel. But
that makes it completely valid because that's how I felt.
Oh no, don't get me wrong. It's valid.
That's what I heard.
It's valid. It is valid what you just said. I don't remember what it was that you just said, but it's valid because I'm surfing the internet right now. In order for me to instigate something, though, there has to have been an action against which I'm instigating. So your action must have premeditated my instigation, right? Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of you having good arguments. I don't feel good about it, and that's not what I heard. I heard somebody told me that you don't have valid arguments, and that's it. So I win.
Well, okay, fine. You know what? You win. I'm not making air quotes right now. This argument is over. So we can talk about something. What was the word you used? Positive, if you want to. Yeah, I got nothing.
Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't you play a YouTube ad, and then why don't you tell me that we're going into the arguments for cancellation, and then slowly turn off one thing, and then play the wrong fucking intro for me? How about that? Yeah, how do you feel about that? You want to do that again?
Joey.
I love you, Jason.
Fuck you, Joey. Fuck you, Joey.
Now that would be good if you did. Guess what? You didn't turn it up loud enough, so it did nothing. Good job, asshole.
Engineer extraordinaire. Yeah. I think that maybe we should talk about how I am, like, in every sense of the word, a complete and total failure, which is four words, but in every sense of all four of those words, I am a complete and total failure. Completely and totally. Like, okay, let's enumerate, and you can join in with me. One, not very good looking. Two, not very smart. Three, I don't weigh enough to be ballast in a galleon. Five, I don't count correctly. Six, what? I'm not funny. Seven, if you were to compare me to a summer's day, you wouldn't have to count the ways or to a tree. Compare me to a tree or a summer's day. I'm like the summer's eve of poetry, if you know what I'm saying. Huh? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I am an asshole, Joe. You're right.
Say no more, Jason. Listen. All right. I'm tiring of this.
Tiring of what? Podcasting? You don't want to podcast anymore? Fine. Whatever. Get my Thursday nights back. I watch a show or something. I don't care.
All right. For our listener, we've decided to it's like the Festivus. Festivus for the rest of us.
What is?
Well, this entire... Oh, my God. My cat is fucking with me. She
last
can't
episode,
stop.
It was your dog. Now it's your cat. Thank God you only own two kinds of animals.
They can't get away from me. And anyway, all of this negativity has been... Well, it's by design. Am I right? This is my excuse, even though... It's been a little bit cathartic. I just want to say, I don't know how long we've been recording because you started recording before I did not consent to you recording all of this shit. But all this negativity has been for the sake of comedy, right?
Uh-huh. And, yeah, sure. Yep.
But I'm tiring of it.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel icky.
Really?
And now I want to go back to...
Blowing each other? Fine. Yeah, you're great, Joe. You know what? You're the bee's knees. You're the cat's pajamas. You're all of the animals' various vague 1920s references. Whee! I love podcasting. I love Thursday nights. Okay. Yeah.
Jason?
Hmm?
Will you just fucking follow my lead? And
I thought
go
it was.
Into some...
I thought it was following your lead, but I'm not.
Listen!
Listen! Well!
I'll follow my lead, and let's go back into our bullshit thing where we get along with each other, and we start talking about things, and we pretend that we agree with each other on shit, and then we kind of play off of each other's, you know, kind of trite, weird attempts at comedy, and just be funny. Okay?
Wait a minute. Let me see if I get this straight. You want to go back to where we're all, like, you know, being – funny and insightful and intelligent and shit like that. That's what you want to do? I mean, okay. You want to just go back to the old form of making a genuine effort to be entertaining and indulging our sense of humor and a capacity of love and companionship and camaraderie and cousinliness. That's what you want. Fine.
That's what I'm proposing. But again, you seem to be just bucking against every good idea that I have.
Okay.
And I resent.
Let's be clear, Joe. I don't think that it's a bad idea. Okay. We've done, let's see, I don't know, 20 many episodes, right? Most of them, like the vast
majority. You don't even know how many episodes we've done.
Because this is not, Joe, this is the episode that doesn't have a number. I'm trying not to give it away.
I think that you don't even fucking know or care how many we've done. You don't even know what we're doing. This is some, like, release for you, and you don't even care. That's what I'm saying.
Look, I'm not arguing with you.
You're pretending to care. Why don't we go back to where you pretend to care, and I pretend to not care that you don't care.
Okay, look, I am not arguing with you on any of those points. You hit the nail on the head. You're like a fucking carpenter, Joe, and I mean that with sincerity.
You admitted then.
I admit all of it. Everything. I admit that I don't know what.
Good job.
I don't know how many episodes we've done. I admit that I actually do respect you and like you and stuff and look forward to this. I admit all that shit, okay? I'm not being sarcastic. I admit it. I admit that you are funny and I enjoy talking to you. And I admit that, you know, I feel really good about our show. I admit all that crap. But that's not the point I'm trying to make, okay? All right? I'm not trying to make any of those points. We've done some 20-odd episodes. Most of them have been funny. Most of them have been, I think, fairly erudite. We put effort into them, right? We come up with a genuinely good product, okay? And if you want to go back to that, if that's what you want to go back to with the whole, you know, taking it seriously and getting something out of it and feeling good when we get done and laughing and really enjoying ourselves and telling people about it and being proud. You want to go back to that? Fine, we will.
God damn it, Jason. Stop it!
Look, I'm just saying that here today we are being as absolutely genuine in our being ingenuine as we've ever been, right? That's all I'm saying.
I agree. Maybe it's okay that the hatred, the pure, unadulterated hatred.
Oh, it's adulterated. Believe me, buddy.
Oh, it is? You're holding back?
No.
I'm
not holding back.
Tell me how you really feel.
No. Okay? I'm not holding back. I adulterate things. You obscenitize, I adulterate. This is how we are. You know what I'm saying?
This is how we are.
This
and now
is
we're
how
recording it.
This is us.
This is us, Jason.
I am not recording this.
I don't believe you. I don't believe anything you say anymore.
See, here's the thing. If I was recording this, then that means there is a chance that this is just a facsimile of our genuine feelings. But if we're not recording, then it must be sincere. And you don't know, do ya?
I don't care anymore.
As if you ever did care.
You know how I put on... You know what? You might not know this. Yeah, you probably do, but you don't care. Every time I argue for cancellation, I'm trying to make you laugh. Okay?
Yeah. And
the opposite. It's the opposite of argument for cancellation. It's just me trying to make you laugh because nobody else listens to our podcast. And if I can just fucking make you laugh, then I want to do another podcast. It's the opposite.
Yeah, well, joke's on you, buddy, because I do. I laugh every single time. Not even being sarcastic. I do. I laugh every time. So what do you think about that? Huh? I look forward to arguments for cancellation and your montages every week. What do you think about that, huh? Huh?
Well, I really appreciate that.
No. Hey, don't you dare take that tone with me, young man. You appreciate it. Don't you dare. Look, I have absolutely no idea where this is going.
I was trying to say something nice to you, and you fucking turn around and you blast it in my face.
Well, yeah,
like I'm an asshole.
I was trying to say something nice
Boomerang.
To you.
Boomerang, that's you being an asshole, Dick. That's you. Hey, Dick, it's you being an asshole. And that's Wait. Dicks and asses.
Yeah, I was going to say, which, what you're all about. What am I? Am I a dick? Am I an asshole? Am I the perineum? I mean, make up your mind here. I was trying to be nice to you, right? I was trying to be nice to you. I mean, I wasn't. I was actually trying the opposite, but you don't need to know that. Just believe I was trying to be nice to you.
I'll try.
No,
but
you won't.
The trust is
care.
Broke, my friend. And what? You're not my friend. You're my cousin. And fuck that. You're dead to me.
Okay, actually, I'm sorry. We're at minute 25. I didn't want to have to bring this up, but since you're, you know, letting the cat out of the bag, I did some research into our family history, and it turns out we're not actually cousins.
What? Yeah.
So apparently, your dad is not your dad. Your dad is actually the king, and if our granddad, who's not your granddad, found out that you weren't his grandson, he would have had you killed. So that's why your dad pretended that you're his son, but you're not. And
does that make me Joe Snowy?
Pretty much. So we're not actually technically cousins. I'm sorry to break that to you. I mean, I'm
so you're House Baratheon, and I'm House
no,
Stark.
No. This is not a Game of Thrones thing. Okay, I'm 100%.
Well, you think this is a game, motherfucker?
Exactly. That's what I'm getting. Hey, man. You know, even though we're not technically cousins, you know that I still feel like you're part of this family. I mean, you will always be welcome in all the family stuff that we do, even though you're a bastard. Hey, that's their word, not mine, man. You know I love you. I mean, I like you a lot. Well, I mean, I put up with you. But you're always welcome at any family event where there isn't a lot of food. Hey, my wife is calling me.
What is that?
My wife is calling me. She doesn't know.
You know what? Answer the phone and come on. Do it. Just do it.
Do it on air? Okay.
Yeah, do it.
All right. I think she hung up. Oh, shoot. She sent me a text, too. Well, this podcast gets better and better and better with every...
Well, dude, I thought we were going to actually do something entertaining, and you disappointed me again.
Did I? Hey, look, man, I'm sorry. Look, I am. I'm really, really sorry. So, like, I mean, I got a lot of resentment. I got a lot of frustration, you know, mostly.
Why do you have to point it at me?
Well, that's just
like,
it.
I don't think that's fair.
Hey, I'm trying to apologize to you, right? And because you deserve to be angry at me right now, and you deserve to treat me like crap. I mean, I got a lot going on.
Sorry doesn't mean anything when you keep fucking up, dude.
I know that. I feel that. I know that, man. Nobody knows that more than me. Look, it's a shitty thing to be on a podcast with me. I get that. I mean, I got a lot of stuff in my life, and most of it, it's your fault, but it's on me, right? It's on me. And so I just want you to know that I got a lot
that
of...
That was fucking backhanded. Like, I heard that. Dude.
No, what did I say?
I
what?
It.
What? No.
I am not the fucking cause of your problems.
I no.
You are the cause of your problems.
I'm not saying you're
you
the...
You are.
Joe, come on, man. Just calm down. I'm not saying you're the cause of my problems. I'm saying that because of you, I have problems. That's all I'm saying. It's not... Don't take it personally. It's not
fucking
you.
Jason.
It's not you. It's not you. It's...
When,
it's. I mean, it's you, but
you
it's not me.
You literally just said that it was me.
Oh, shoot. Now my phone thinks I'm talking to it. My phone thinks that I'm trying to do a web search.
You're just trying... You're trying to change the subject.
I am.
You're pretty crafty. I'll give you one thing. You're pretty smart. You're pretty crafty. You know how to fuck with me. You're 8 years older than me. You're telling me that I was shit in my pants. You're giving me shame when I was a toddler.
I was trying to help you. You know, hey, dude. I was trying to help you.
Trying to help me? Trying to potty train me? Good job, dude.
No.
I'm still shitting my pants. Good job.
Okay, good. That's kind of what I was hoping for, man. Mission accomplished. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for both of us. Look, you were... Okay.
Are you trying to, like... Is this an olive branch? Like, are we
yes.
trying to...
Yes, I'm trying to smooth things out. I know I've been a real jerk, okay? Right? Ever since you were 8 months old, I've been a little bit jealous of you. Look, you were...
Why? Because my penis was so much larger than yours at the time?
Well, okay, frankly, yeah. I mean, if we're going to put... if when push comes to shove, you're probably doing more pushing and shoving, wink, wink, than I am. And I'm jealous, which is why, you know, I take out my frustrations on you, Joe. And I'm sorry for that. I mean, I'm not sorry. Well,
that's cheap. Like, you consider yourself a humorist, but please, that's so Delf.
Yeah, it's Delf.
Self-deprecating.
No, it's Delf. I hear you. Yeah, no, that's the right word. Delf.
Delf. All right.
I've always been Delf. Look, I'm seeing a psychiatrist.
Jason, I don't know where to go from here. I thought we could make a connection with secretly getting your wife onto the podcast, and maybe it would be funny. And like,
you think I should edit that part out? You think I should edit that part out? I haven't even hit the record button yet.
Live, man. You've been recording this whole thing, and you know what? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck anymore. You played the intro music at the beginning, and I thought that was you just, you know, fucking around because we have to test things, and then we started fighting immediately. The whole thing has been recorded, and you can't deny it.
Do you have any proof? Can you prove that I've been recording this whole time?
The burden of proof is on you, sir.
You're the one making the declaration, son. Not me. Oh. I'm just sitting here having a good time. You know what I'm saying? I got a cherry zero. I got some scotch.
Let me tell you about hatred.
Okay.
Every single time we do this podcast, I stare directly, not into your eyes, because you wouldn't want me to do that. That wouldn't work.
The picture
on Skype is you look like the fucking Unabomber. It's you in a hoodie, like wrapped around your fucking skull.
Yeah.
With mirrored sunglasses. Mm-hmm. I can see your beard, but this is what I stare at every time. You're hiding. To me, that's just a metaphor. You're never really who you are. Not on this podcast. You can't. You're hiding. You're hiding from me. You're hiding from everybody.
Yep.
Now everybody's gonna know it, because, God damn it.
Wait, sorry.
I want to hear how you really fucking feel, Jason.
So I'm a little bit confused. You have to bear with me. It's been a long 45 years. Everyone's going to know that I'm hiding, or everyone's going to know what I'm hiding. Which is it that you're saying?
No one will know what you're hiding. They'll just know, like me, finally, in this episode, mm-hmm. that Jason is hiding.
Yes.
He's hiding.
I am.
And I'm just explaining that your visual representation on Skype is a great metaphor for who you really are, which is... nothing is real about Jason. He's totally full of shit.
All right, I'm just really confused right now, because you said that no one will know what I'm hiding, but now you're telling me what I am, which means you figured it out even though I'm hidden? I mean, what are you...
Oh, my God. Jason, all I'm trying to say is...
Yeah.
You are hiding.
Yes.
If you're hiding, that means you're full of shit. If you're hiding that you're full of shit... come on, that's...
Whoa. You're saying that if a person is hiding, they are ipso facto full of shit? Now, I don't even know what ipso facto means, but it's Latin, so it must be something, right?
Don't do this to me.
All right.
Listen.
Look, I'm just trying to understand what you're saying, because you were accusing me of things, and I'm not aware of any... time, place, or circumstance, frankly, where what you're saying makes enough sense for me to understand even what I'm trying to get at in this sentence.
Every sentence that you say is fart.
Is what?
Fart.
Fart.
No, fart.
Fart.
Yes, fart. Everything that you say is fart.
Not a fart, but just fart.
Yes, correct. Fart.
Everything I say is...
I'm Sorry. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at me. I'm funny. You are terribly unfunny. What I'm trying to say is you are clearly full of shit, because I'm looking right at the image of you and you're just hiding. You're hiding something. You're not hiding that you're full of shit. You're just full of shit because you're hiding. But you're trying to tell me that, oh no, just because I'm hiding doesn't mean I'm full of shit.
No, that's
but
not what I'm saying.
I know you, Jason. And you're hiding because you're full of shit. You don't want anybody to fucking know how full of shit you are. And it's not just dog shit. It's not just bullshit. It's horse shit. That's the worst kind of shit, Jason.
But horse shit? Horse shit's the worst kind of shit? Horse shit's the worst kind of shit? Then what was that shit in your Pampers when you was 8 months old? Boom!
That was baby shit.
Yeah, the worst kinds of shit. It's worser than horse shit. Look, you tell me that I'm full of shit because you look at a picture of me that I am hiding in. Guess what I'm looking at right now, motherfucker? Nothing. I don't even have a picture of you hiding here. All I got is this screen and that one and that one and that one. And you don't know what I'm pointing at because this is audio. But that's not my point. My point is, I can't see anything. So if I'm hiding, at least I'm hiding in plain sight. Motherfucker, you are hiding. I don't even know where you're hiding. So you must be full of double shit.
Okay, listen, if you were here right in front of me, see, we don't, there's a reason why we don't do this podcast right in front of each other, like in the same room.
Because we live in different cities.
If you were right here, I wouldn't hold one nostril and farmer blow on you, like snot rocket on you with my thumb against the other nostril. What I would do is I'd have both nostrils full of snot, and I would just do a real big blow and have both nostrils just all over your face, like a bunch of fucking snot over your face. That's how I feel about you, man.
That's what you would do? Would you feel better when you're done? Because I'll provide you that service, Joe, if that would make you feel better. Snot your rockets on me, buddy. Do what you need to do to get through the day. If you need to unload a couple double barrel full of phlegm snots on your cousin, your real cousin, I was lying about the king thing. I just want to make you feel funny. You want to do that? That helps you out in this world. Do what you need to do, bud. Take care of you.
I don't know. I don't know where to go from here. Like, I feel hurt deep inside.
Deep inside? Like, are we talking liver deep, kidney deep? What kind of deep are we? Because I'm feeling hurt too. I mean, maybe we're the same hurt. Maybe we have that in common. Maybe this is where we go from here. You know.
Well, these dudes that you know on this podcast that were. They keep saying they're going to review our podcast, but they never ever do.
Yeah.
You know, one of their main things was, oh, we're cousins. Oh, and we have Southern accents, which is kind of weird. Don't you think, Jason, that
we have Southern accents?
We have Southern accents.
What the fuck's up
with
that?
Isn't that weird? Anyway, no, I don't want to get on the same page with you. Fuck you, Jason. Listen.
Yeah, we do have Southern accents, motherfucker. We're both from the Midwest.
I don't have a Southern accent.
See?
Fuck you, Jason.
You know who you sound like? You sound like our father's sister's husband.
I don't sound like our father's sister's husband. I can't even keep up this accent. But just so I can get more aggressive, I would say, fuck you, Jason. Fuck you.
What is that? Are you that Grand Theft Auto 4? I don't. That was pretty good. Hey,
you
wait, we're not agreeing.
That was fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. Listen back to it. Oh, wait, you never listen to anything that we do because you're fucking ashamed of everything we do and you're scared to hear your own voice.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's true. But it's also true that you listen to all the episodes 200 times because you love your own voice.
All right.
And here's something else that's true about you.
My dick is huger than yours.
Why? I mean, look, I'm not saying that I had an industrial accident. I'm not saying that a dog attacked me when I was very young. I'm not saying that I got a little too eager with the scissors in the role play. I'm just saying that huger, you say you're huger, it's a matter of perspective. Really? When you think about it, if you put your eye up like really close to my junk, it looks enormous. Okay? I'm not saying you. I might say a person. If a person were to do that, just please, anybody, just get right up there. It looks gigantic. That's all I'm saying. That's all I've been saying. For 40 minutes, Joe, that's the only thing I've been trying to say.
I'll grant you that.
Okay, thank you.
If I were face-to-face with your tiny penis, it would look enormous.
Yeah, and exactly. That's what I'm saying. And you're far away right now, Joe, and I got my hand over my eyes like you do when you're trying to shade your eyes. You're trying to look at something that's really far away, and I've never understood why that works, but it does. And I can't see your dick, Joe. I can't see it. It's too far away.
Hey, Jason, can you tell me, you fucking smarty pants, how far away are we from each other?
3,000.
Let's not lie to the audience. No, let's not lie to ourselves.
Okay.
Don't lie to me.
I won't.
You fucking tell me how far away are we from each other, please.
3,289 miles.
All right. Guess what? Your penis is real tiny from here.
Oh, you say mine's tinier from here than yours is from there?
Oh, good job. Oh, okay. You know what? You know what I heard? I heard. You know how I feel? I feel that my penis is bigger than yours. Stop it. Jason.
Look, all right, I'm stopping it. Look, this has gone on long enough, right? Right? This has gone on long enough.
You're saying that my penis is long enough?
I'm saying my life is long enough. I'm saying that I'm going to go find a closet. I'm going to find some rope. I'm going to find some naughty magazines. I'm just going to see where things go. That's all I'm saying. And I'll write a note first. And if you're mentioned...
Don't even threaten that, drama queen. Listen, Chester, stop it.
Dude, that's dark.
Okay, can you cut that one out?
Yeah, that's really bad. That was...
Oh my god.
Was it?
I'm not apologizing to you because I hate you, Jason, but I'm apologizing to the entire world. That was really fucking...
Hey, man, you know, we went there together. We're on the same page. But don't even try, though, to go off topic and get meta and shit. Because you know what, Joe? I'll tell you what. Because, like... All right. You know what? Let's say both of us. Okay. No, look. You're there, and I'm here, right? Right? That's right. Okay, but if we were, like, flipped, and I was there, and you were here, it would be the same distance. It would be the same distance, Joe. So it's like, wherever you're coming from and where I'm going to and other prepositional phrases, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, take this, like, if you do this with your hands like this, and then you keep doing it like this and this and this and this, and then your fingers bang together,
great
whose fault is that?
Podcasting, asshole. Nobody can see what you're doing.
I can. And I'm one-third of our listeners.
All right, that's not good enough. Why don't you explain to us what's happening? Ladies and gentlemen, Ian, do you hear this? You can't see him. And he's just...
Did you just say that? You just said that.
This is the fucking problem.
That's what you just said. You just said, can you hear that? You can't see him. Well, of course they can't hear it. Who died and made you the king of Spain? Joe? That's what I want to know. I mean, was it the other king of Spain? Was you like, you're the prince or something? That's not even the point. Damn it. You always do this. You go off on these tangents, right? And like these arc cosines and shit. And I don't even know what that means. And it's like, here I am. I'm trying to, you know, make a podcast, but spread a little joy in the world, right? Have a good time. And it's like,
but that's me. I'm trying to keep you on your toes. Like I'm trying to keep you on point. Like literally, because that's how I feel about you. Like you're on point. You have a tutu on.
Yeah.
You're literally on point, like a ballet dancer.
I wore them.
That's how frilly. That's how pansy you are.
I wore a tutu.
Trying to keep you there. I don't need to do that because you do that on your own.
It's true. Absolutely, 100% true. So it's like, whenever we're dancing, like if we're dancing in the dark, right? Dancing in the dark. Remember that song? Dancing in the dark.
Yeah, good reference. Just like every other reference good fucking job.
Yeah,
dude.
I know. I mean, I'm stupid. It's true. I've been stupid my whole life. Always been stupid. And you've usually been pretty nice about it. You're like, you don't call me out on it. But, I mean, come on. Let's just forget that I exist. And you do the podcast. I'll just, I don't know, eat a sandwich or something.
Jason, I'm sorry. This is really taking a turn here.
Yeah. Do you think...
Hasn't it?
Do you think we can apologize to each other for 15 minutes? Because that's how long we got left. Or should we fight some more until... I think apology would probably take about 5 minutes, right? What do you think?
Oh, there's 15 minutes left?
Yeah.
Look, your suicide is going to be a relief.
Yeah.
So fuck you.
You know, I was going to say fuck you too. And I was hoping we would say it at the same time, but that shit never works out.
Actually, I am tired of this. I think we've kept it up as long as we can. I don't know how much it's getting painful for me.
Is it? Oh, come on, it's all been fake and fun. No, seriously, I'm not.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know, but I don't know where else to go.
Let's mix it
sorry.
Up.
Sorry, Jason. Why don't you berate me for not being able to keep up this comedic yarn?
Okay.
Please.
Sincerely,
fuck me about this. How I don't have the fucking balls.
No, you got balls. Genuinely and honestly, seriously, I'm like, I was impressed. You picked up my lead and ran with it, and just we played off each other. And yeah, hey, ladies and gentlemen, listen to our podcast. We're gonna blow each other for the next 14 minutes because I had a good time today, and I want to talk about it. I want to talk about how fun it was. I'm serious. So if you don't like that, you know, go listen to fucking 99% Invisible or Serial or something, because we're gonna do what we usually do for the next 10 minutes, Joe. Let's do what we usually do when we're done with the show. Let's talk about the show we just did and how much fun we had.
All right, so that was a little difficult, but strangely, it was fun. And
I had a blast.
We didn't plan on doing it. But it just happened, and
yeah.
I realized that clearly we needed to keep going with that.
Yeah.
What disturbs me about it is that we're able to just say the most horrible shit about each other. I feel like a little bit hurt and a little bit...
What? You're hurt? Dude, no, come on.
No, not because of what you said. Just because, like, we allowed ourselves to just, like, on a creative level, just get as negative as we possibly could.
Oh, I don't think we got as negative as we possibly could.
Oh,
we were
really?
Both pulling punch. Oh, yeah, come on. We could have gotten nasty with each other, but I don't know. I don't think that would have been as much fun as just the silliness we were doing. That's my opinion. I don't know. I mean.
No, it was pretty silly, but, like, I was also like, Jesus, it's hard. Like, how long have we been doing this? Like, it's. I was like, "Oh my God, we're gonna keep going." Okay, I'll do it. I'll keep doing it. And God damn it, Jason, that was too easy. Like, that was too easy for you. Okay. Anyway, I'm done.
I think the reason why it was easy for me is because I am on heavy medication, and you know, I can just lock a part of myself away and let the rest of me do whatever it needs to do, and I'm just over here, you know. Doing what I do, so yeah, that was fun. We should do that again when you're ready. I didn't realize it was taking that much out of you. I was just being a goofball.
Oh no, I'm just saying. Holy shit! Like that was hardcore. Like it, you know, as a method actor, it took a lot of energy out of me because I had to fully immerse myself into.
Okay.
Negativity and that brought me to a place that was exhausting and it hurt, Jason. It hurt.
Did it hurt, Joe? When people
anyway,
ask me,
you know what's funny about the last 45 minutes?
Yeah,
is that any jackass that is willing, Ian, any jackass. That is willing to listen to the first episode. It was one of your main. You wanted that to be a bit that never panned out.
Oh, yeah, that's like, right. Yeah.
In the very first episode, you were like, we need to have a bit every single episode where we disagree with each other. Now, that happened kind of like half-heartedly this episode and that. And I knew that we were both just playing into it. But what we did right there is make up for every bit that we didn't do.
Yes.
That's what we just did.
Yes, we did.
That was every disagreement segment collected into one episode.
Right. And so,
and honestly, you know my thing. Like, I'm excited to hear that. I can't believe we kept that up for fucking 45 minutes. I can't believe it.
Well, I'll put it on the Dropbox when we're done here, and you can.
I'm sure that you can believe it because you hate me deep down.
I do not hate you deep down. I'll bring up to people, I'll say, blah, 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 I'm doing a podcast. And like, oh, really? I had no idea. It's like, yeah, it's because I'm scared that people will hear it and think that I'm a jerk. But I tell them, it's like Thursday is now my favorite day of the week because, you know, I get to hang out with Joe. And I think that, you know, when you started calling people in our family a couple years ago, which is a really cool thing that you were doing. And I don't know, I always thought you've been, our conversations are always upbeat and positive, and I enjoy them a lot. And, you know, the whole let's fight thing, for me, it wasn't cathartic. It wasn't like I had something inside me that I needed to get out. It was just like, I think that you and I trust each other enough. We just like each other enough that it's like, you know how it is. You can shout, motherfucker. There's certain people you can't say that to because there's going to be a tiny part of them back inside themselves going, wait a minute, he really hate me? But I think you and I are like, right. No, I mean... That's what I mean by pulling the punches, because I bet you are subjects.
We tried it like a couple times in the first few episodes where we're just like, it didn't pan out because it's hard to disagree. We were like, actually, if you listen back, we were trying to disagree about the Beatles, which we didn't even have to try. Like, we do disagree about the Beatles.
We do disagree about the Beatles.
We had a trouble.
Fart.
We had a trouble with arguing about the Beatles because it wasn't fun for us. We're like, wait.
We could.
But I
got to
tell you, I had a lot of fun the last 45 minutes. Just like, I don't know why.
I think it was some of our most creative, spontaneous stuff. Maybe, you know, the reason why we couldn't fight about the Beatles. Beatles? Beatles. We couldn't fight is because we were still new and still nervous and blah, blah, blah. But we've done so many episodes now. Maybe we could try again. I mean, not right now, but we could try about fighting about the Beatles. And not the way we've been fighting the last 45 minutes. I mean, I still think we should be silly because, you know, when push comes to shove, people should like whatever they like. I can't objectively say there's anything wrong with the Beatles. But we could definitely tear into it. I think
the only reason why it worked this time, and here we go, I was wondering, I'm like, are we going to actually just try and attempt an entire hour of this? But we couldn't. We couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. But I can say this, the reason why we were able to do that is not because there's a certain topic. We had to build up 27, 28, what is this, episode 29? I don't even know. And I bitched at you about not knowing how many episodes there were. But I could say that what we were able to do is finally bitch to each other about each other.
Yeah.
and our experiences throughout the podcast.
Wait a minute now. So are you saying that some of that stuff was like you didn't mean it in a mean way, but it came from a place of like, oh, this is –
Look, this is part of the meta podcast.
Right.
Is that our podcast has always been about like how bad does the podcast suck, and like we dig on each other. No, that's the wrong term. We dig at each other,
right?
Because we dig on each other. Yeah. And there's this and that, and I give montages about how we suck. Well, there's been all of that kind of faux negativity. Our alternate universe of how we do a podcast that sucks and all the meta kind of context that goes into that allowed us to just do 45 minutes of us bitching at each other about how bad our podcast sucks. We couldn't have done it at the beginning.
Right.
Because all we had was the Beatles.
That's all we...
But after 27, 28 episodes, and I'm still not sure if it's 27 or 28, I think that we were finally able to give a full-on bullshit argument for 45 minutes against each other and how bad each other suck and how bad our podcast sucks.
Yeah.
Strange, but that's what happened.
I think it's a matter of being familiar with each other and how this all works and being comfortable with that. So knowing, you know, not saying I know what you're going to say or how you're going to respond, but nothing that you say or respond is going to come at me as outside of my realm of experience and throw me off. It's like, you started in with the whole shit in your pants when you're 8 months old and cool, ran with that for a while, and your dick's bigger than mine. Cool, ran with that for a while, you know. Because we know one another well enough to be able to do this sort of thing.
And this is what we call over-explaining a joke.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, and you know what? This is all, damn, it happened the way it should happen, which is we did a 45-minute joke. And then we didn't trust our audience or ourselves to understand that joke.
Right.
And so for the last 15 minutes, we will explain the joke and ruin it completely. Which Absolutely. Is why, this is my argument for cancellation, Jason, that we suck at this.
Okay, let me turn down the guitar.
No way.
Oh, wait, was I
supposed
to
put... Guess what? You fucking the wrong one.
Oh, was I supposed to play the outro? Okay.
Yes!
I think you just fucking convinced me.
Thanks for nothing, dick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes dead is better.
Sometimes dead is better.
You know, we should, when we have a million listeners, Joe, we should have a contest to see who can figure out how arguments for cancellation intro and outro is linked to our Facebook page. If they can figure that out, they win the prize.
You know what? Weird little Easter egg shit like that is something I would... You're already into it, actually. You have Easter eggs...
Yeah,
about our podcast that I don't even understand. Am I right? I don't even know them. You have weird shit in the images that you post. You That's have, and, oh, there's my...
There's your pooper.
Anyway, you have Easter eggs, I'm sure, that I don't even understand, and... If we were still arguing, I would say I hate that about you, but I like that. And then eventually, I'm going to figure these fucking things out. And this is the podcast that I co-host. How Easter eggy can you get when your own co-host doesn't even understand the references that are relevant between the images and the content? That's crazy.
I don't know if they're worth even thinking about. They're usually off, you know. Just goofing off. Okay, here's over-explain one. Why not? It's the episode to over-explain things.
Okay.
Do you remember way back when we did the episode where the Larco ad was the Rockubator?
Yes, yes, I do. That episode was called the Pimp Whistle.
That's right.
And so on the episode, I called it the Pimp Whistle.
There you go, with the pop and the pooper. So the Rockubator, I mentioned that. It has signatures on it of rock and roll musicians who lived past the age of 27, right?
Okay, yeah. And,
I said that.
And I saw that on the casket. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, so the casket, those aren't their signatures. Those are just random signatures I found to make the photo. But the
I was sure that they were the real signatures.
Oh, no, God, I didn't. I don't put
That's
that much
me overestimating
in.
You again. Yeah. Anyway, continue.
But the list of people who I said signed it, did you recognize any of those names?
Yes, I was catching on to that.
Okay.
Those were people that those were rock stars that died but made it beyond 27. But yes. you said that explicitly. So that's not an Easter egg. That's something that was explained.
No, no, I didn't. I didn't say that they were dead. I just said that they were all people who made it past 27.
Ah.
The inside joke is that they're also all dead. And also
they all died.
And at the beginning of the ad where it says that, you know, you're a rock and roll star and you don't want to give up your autoerotic asphyxiation habit. You don't want to give up doing speedballs. You don't want to give up, you know, your shotgun collection. Those are all ways that those people died.
Yeah. That's how those people died.
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah, so it's all – it's not really Easter eggy thing, but I don't know. I'm over-explaining because I'm full of myself. I think we're at an hour, so we should probably close this off. I think that
– Hey, Jason, that's the theme of the last 15, 20 minutes is that we've over-explained every fucking joke.
Yeah.
That we could,
yeah,
within that time frame.
But I
and,
think
I think you did a good job.
Well, thank you. The I think the overarching point is that why do we do a podcast? Because we like looking at our own creativity. You like listening to it. I like looking at the ads, and I don't know. We're just jerking off ourselves, not each other, ourselves. And I don't have a problem with that. I think it's fine. I really enjoy doing this, and I'm looking forward to fighting with you some more on our next freeform podcast.
Well, let's do it. And by the way, to our listener, we didn't plan that, but it was kind of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It, actually, I'm a little hesitant to listen to it. I think it might be a little scary to listen to that. But of course, I'm going to listen to it. I listen to everything we do every time, several times, because I am our biggest fan.
Yes. So am I. When we're
more than
recording.
Anyone in Ireland, and apparently there's a handful of people that are now interested only in Ireland, not anywhere else.
I love the
just
Irish.
Ireland.
I love the Irish. They're good people. Time to hang it up, though. I got to call my wife. You probably have to. What?
You did a good job doing a whole second episode. Holy shit. Yeah, we did it.
Is it
good? I don't know.
We'll find out.
But we did it.
We did it. All right, I'm going to turn up the Royksopp, and hopefully you'll shout something funny. And that'll be that. Good night.
Fuck you, Jason!
God damn, it's a shitty podcast.